Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's going to be a while before they're ready to take the next step. I believe June is what they're telling us. Do you feel like things are moving too slowly with this? Or is this about what you expected, you know, given how government works and all?
It's about what I expected. I mean, by the time Department of Agriculture promulgated rules, you know, Board of Pharmacy promulgated rules and Board of Medical Examiners, I mean, you have three agencies that are sort of interdependent on the whole industry, that I think we're moving on schedule because, as you know, when you're promulgating rules, there's timelines, there's public hearing, public comment. The universities have been very, very generous in talking to folks, getting to understand the issues. So we're trying to get it done right, and by getting it done right, it does take a little extra time.
At this point, how long do you think it'll be before these medicines can get to patients?
You know, from the cultivation cycle, I am not sure. I would guess, and it's strictly a guess, I would say that once the RFP is awarded, I would say probably about 12 months by the time you probably have like the growing season and everything that's done. But that's kind of an agricultural question that I'm taking a guess at it.
All right. I mean, in the meantime, there are people in Louisiana, they've been waiting for this to happen. And, you know, it just, you know, things have to happen in steps. But what do you say to someone who needs this for their glaucoma, or if they're trying to alleviate the effects of chemotherapy or the other ailments that this has been approved for?
It's a tough conversation. I mean, it's a real tough conversation because I would say since the law has been passed, I've talked to hundreds of families, and they're basically saying, please tell me when it's available. What I tell them is it's going to be there hopefully in the next year, year and a half, but what we want to make sure is that you're getting a pharmaceutical-grade product. It's consistently delivered to you because we can't get it wrong. I mean, if this is not done right, then the whole process and the whole hope of this industry working for people that need it would not go well. So we've been cautious, and I tell people that it's on its way. But if we were waiting for the federal government or FDA, it would probably be maybe a decade away. So I'm hoping we can get it quickly done. But I have to say, once I pass the legislation, I've been pushing the agencies, and they've been working well with me to make sure we get it done right.
Do you worry some patients may be tempted to self-medicate, which would, you know, legally speaking, not be a very good idea?
It's happening, and there are several families that are going out of state. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, if my loved one needed this medication and it's not available, you want to find it where you can. So there are families going out of state. There are families growing it. There's a need, and we're trying to make that legal need possible for them.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator Mills. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, and I just appreciate everybody that's called to make this possible, because a lot of people have called their legislators and made this possible. And we're going to do the best we can to get a good product out as quickly as we can.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.